You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Jess Tiffany, the CEO of the Marketing and Networking University and sister marketing agency, MNU Digital, frequent magazine contributor, social media connoisseur, and international best-selling author of his LinkedIn book, Growth Hacking, Strategically Grow Your Business Network from Zero to 10,000. In 365 days. Mr. Tiffany, great to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Good to be back. Thank you.
And you're most welcome. Thanks again for your time. So for starters today, does one have to pay for the LinkedIn upgrade to be able to accomplish any success on LinkedIn? What's your thoughts there?
Absolutely not. That's a common thing they kind of push on you. I was able to go well over 10,000 connections on LinkedIn before I ever did the upgrade, and the upgrade is nice. You do get some additional options to narrow down your search. I used a lot of offline things, methods to connect with people, to find them and track down their information if I couldn't find it on LinkedIn. But the search they have is quite adequate for most searches. I did kind of cheat and paid a contractor to find me the LinkedIn profiles for everyone on the Fortune 500 list and things like that. And then all I had to do was click on it to get to their profile. But so there's little tricky things you can do kind of to research as well. But in this case, you can easily connect to lots of people, make great connections, build relationships, do everything you want to do on LinkedIn without the upgrade. But if you have the money, it does make it a little easier to find certain people that you're looking for.
And Jess, if you would, what should a person say in an invite to increase the odds of the person accepting the invite request?
Yeah, perfect. Well, there's several different things. One thing, if it is a higher level person that you are really kind of your dream client type person, I suggest actually before you send the invite, you know, find their profile on there and start liking them and liking posts that they do, sharing their posts, tagging those people. That's where you hit like @ and then their name, and then it kind of notifies them that you sent them, that you shared their content, and so they get a little familiar with your name, and then send them that invite. If it's just more of a, not a lesser known person, but more like an industry professional or something, basically it's all about relatability. So first you have to have your profile shine. So you need a great picture, great information, the right magic keywords, whatever that your industry requires. But then go to that person and say, hey, I'm open to connect. And I don't know why there's some magic in saying open to connect versus say, I'd love to connect, or would you connect with me, or any of those other things. I've tried them all practically. And for some reason, the word open to connect kind of puts it in their court, like, hey, you know, we don't need to connect, whatever, but man, I'm open to connect. And if you're open to connect, I'd love to make that connection. But say something like open to connect, and then tell them why. I'm looking to network, learn from you, whatever it is. And then basically tie that into something in their profile, like, I see we both, enjoy fishing. And or I see, based on your profile, we both went to such and such college or university. But basically, if you can find one unique thing in their profile that you can pull together that relates you to them, that's a huge help. Or if they have some sort of random thing, like, I'm the world one-armed wrestling champion or something crazy like that, you can say something like, wow, what is I never heard of the one-armed wrestling championship or something. But you want to find something unique in their profile, and that will drastically increase the likelihood that they'll connect to you.
And Jess, some really good pointers right there. Thanks so much. Now, looking at live events, are there some tricks to using LinkedIn more powerfully in order to have better live events?
Absolutely. So a couple things I would recommend. So for instance, I went to a large marketing summit, and basically what I did is I sent invites to each and every person that was going to be one of the speakers, the keynote speakers and the smaller venue speakers as well. And I basically just said, hey, I'm going to be in that same event. I saw you're a speaker and I'm very excited to come listen to you. Would you like to connect, basically? Or would you be open to connect, I did say. And the vast majority of them said, yeah, we'll connect. And then I basically thanked them for connecting. And again, you know, after they connected, I said, thank you for connecting. Man, I'm super excited about this event. Looking forward to seeing you. And then 9 out of 10 times when I walked up to somebody and introduced myself, they said, oh, yeah, the guy from LinkedIn. And it's a great way to basically, it's like instant rapport. It's like your best buddies, even though you never met them before. And it just really made the entire event more impactful because I was able to spend time with the speakers individually, talk to them, build a relationship with them, and have a great time. And then also as the person in the meeting, LinkedIn has some kind of cool tools on there. There's if you go into this little search bar on LinkedIn, there's a little square, kind of funny looking square, and if you tap that, it brings up a QR reader and a QR symbol. So you can show somebody your phone, and they could just flash their phone over the top of it, and instantly it'll bring up their profile, and you can connect, and vice versa. So there's a QR and a QR reader. And so you can instantly make a connection, and then you're connected, and you don't even have to pull out your business cards necessarily. And then one last thing, if you're the speaker, there's actually you can have the entire audience basically go on link on their LinkedIn app, and then you hit a button that says find nearby if their Bluetooth's on. Then it will show everybody in the room that's on Bluetooth, and then you can hit connect to every single person in the room.
That right there says it all, no doubt about it. Today we're joined by Jess Tiffany, the CEO of the Marketing and Networking University and sister marketing agency, MNU Digital, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Jess, how do you track down influencers other than just LinkedIn search?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, basically, if you know who you're looking for, there's a whole lot of stuff on Google, a whole lot of stuff on different platforms. You can go on Amazon if they're like a author and type in their name and then go to their author page. And a lot of times that'll have a link to their blog. And then the blog typically has the contact page. So you can track a lot of these people down. I also paid a guy to a contractor to go to the Forbes 500 list and basically find every single millionaire, billionaire on that list. I guess they're all billionaires, and find their LinkedIn profiles if they had one. And then I was able to click on the individual links, go there, and reach out to those people. And I did the same thing with like the National Speakers Association has lists you can tap into if you're say you're targeting, city council membership or whatever it is, you can go to the city council and most of their emails are on there. And then you can find them on LinkedIn. And then a lot of those higher profile people require their email, but you already grabbed their email off the membership page for the city council or whatever. And then you pop their email address in there and write up your nice little introduction of why you want to meet them and you're open to connect. And send that off. And many times they're like, wow, this person went to the work of finding me, tracking down my email, and then connecting with me. So that's an extra step you have to do on some of these higher level people that require email addresses and different things to connect to them. But it's very doable with a little bit of work.
And lastly, Mr. Tiffany, what are a few things you can do to get an influencer to connect with you?
Yeah. So the biggest thing is an influencer, you want to make sure you're being visible to them. They need to see you as a valuable person to their network. Kind of like myself, you know, I'm getting closer to the maximum you're allowed on LinkedIn is 30,000 connections. And as I get closer, I get more and more picky to fill in those spots. So you kind of have to, first of all, be visible, look good, have a great profile picture, you know, look like the quality of person that they would want to connect to. You want to basically like their stuff, share their stuff. And I also recommend for influencers, if you can go omni-platform, so find them also on Twitter, find them also on Facebook, find them also, Instagram or wherever else they are, and like, share their content, and make sure you tag them so that they're seeing your face pop up in their thing saying, hey, this guy's following you and this guy's doing this. But you basically, over time, they're like, who the heck is this guy? You know, Twitter works really good for shout outs too. But you're shouting out those people there, you're shouting them out on LinkedIn, and they're just going, man, this Jess Tiffany guy is stalking me. Wow, what's up with this guy? And then they go to your page, and then they look at you and go, oh, okay. And then, you know, 3 weeks later or whatever, they get an invite from me, and they're like, yeah, I like that guy. He shares my stuff. He's been he's probably responsible for a few new connections already because so many people have seen my stuff because he's sharing it all over the place. And then they want to connect to you. And you want to make a soft offer, like, I'm open to connect. Just, man, I love learning from you. I want to continue learning from you. I love to connect if it makes sense. But anyway, those are a few things you can do to get that started. And another thing is if you can offer them something for free, like you have something that benefits them, like I could offer somebody a LinkedIn profile makeover for free, normally I would charge, $1,000 or something for that. So if I offered to them for free, and then they see an increase in their LinkedIn traffic and search results and stuff, then they want to be your friend. So it's just a good way to get yourself in the door.
As always, Mr. Tiffany, super information. Really appreciate your visits with us here on these series of interviews, and really, really valuable information for those that are looking to increase their odds through LinkedIn. This is just absolutely phenomenal. Where can listeners get further details on your marketing and networking university, MNU Digital, and also in regards to your book, Growth Hacking? Where can they get all the details online?
Go to MNUdigital.com. Would be probably the best place to go to contact, and then just type in what you need. And that email will come pretty much straight to me 99% of the time. And then Marketing Networking University, if you'd like to check out some of our courses and whatnot, that'd be great. And then the book is available at Amazon. Usually just search Jess Tiffany. It's a little easier to find than the big, long title.
Well, it's certainly awesome what you offer in the space. Again, Mr. Tiffany, all the best. Happy holidays to you, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We've been speaking with, once again, Mr. Jess Tiffany, the CEO of the Marketing and Networking University and sister marketing agency, MNU Digital, and international best-selling author of his LinkedIn book, Growth Hacking, Strategically Grow Your Business Network from 0 to 10,000 in 365 days. And for all the details on Marketing and Networking University, it is, just as it says, marketingandnetworkinguniversity.com. And for MNU Digital, equally the same, MNUdigital.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.